We're continuing the laws of davening in the morning. And we were up to the conclusion of the morning prayer, where we have all kinds of things that we say. There's one thing which is very, very important, which people tend to overlook, and that is Aleinu. And this happens to be something which at least the Ashkenazim do better than the Sfardim. The Sfardim say it at the very end of their davening, so people are like half walking out when they say it. This is the one area in davening where the Ashkenazim get it better than the Sfardim. Everywhere else, usually the Sfardim are right. No, should know. We have to learn from the Sfardim. They show up early to davening. They say korbanos the way they should. There's so many things we have to learn from the Sfardim. This is one area. We got one thing which we're doing better. And that's that our Aleinu, we're not walking out the door as we're saying it. And Aleinu is a very, very, very holy prayer that was composed back in the days of Joshua. Tradition has it that Joshua composed Aleinu. Aleinu Shabbat, yeah. So Aleinu is really a prayer that praises how great it is that we are monotheists. When Joshua entered the land of Israel, looked around, saw all the pagans, he said, wow, we have to give thanks that we were given such a great tradition. Ideally, a person shouldn't take off his tefillin until after Aleinu, until he concludes Aleinu. And ideally, if a person can, he should have a little bit of a learning session after davening with his talis and tefillin on. But again, that's if it's possible. It's a very good habit to enter, because that way you ensure you learn every day. I always recommend you learn two short halachot right after davening. That way you know you learned something every day. And that way you continued your talis and tefillin on a drop after davening.